Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
The 11th pitch of the at-bat. Here it is. And a swing and a miss. Change up. He got him. Lucas Giolito finishes with an exclamation point. His 8th strikeout. Swing and a miss. He got him. Wilson fans Mount Castle and the Red Sox shut out the Orioles. 5-0 tonight. Homers from Story and Hamilton. A brilliant start from Lucas Giolito, and the Red Sox have taken the first two in Baltimore.
Eight scoreless for Lucas Giolito last night, Keith. 8 more Ks. Red Sox win 5-0. They're 13 games over 500. They are, I'd say, comfortably in a playoff spot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're five.
Lock it in?
Five
lock
games
it?
Clear. It's a little dangerous to lock
it
in.
I'm not going to lock it in.
They're 5 games clear of the Royals, who are out of the playoffs.
Although, you know what their chances are, according to the odds?
Red Sox?
Yeah. Playoff chances? 93.7? I wish. 8.
Oh, 93.8.
Let's call it. Let's round down in
okay,
this case.
Pretty good.
93.7 chance to get him in.
93.7.
And
there
for some reason we can't figure out, despite having one more win and the same number of losses as the Yankees are 97.8. So according to these metrics, the Yankees have a 4% better chance of making the playoffs than the Red Sox. I mean, they're both going to get in, but
that's odd. Yeah, what do you think that is? The run they have a slightly better run differential. They have an easier schedule.
Maybe
like what does that
schedule,
factor in?
Although the Red Sox have a pretty good strength of the schedule.
They
too.
They do.
So Terp looked up this morning. The Yankees have the 25th ranked schedule. The Red Sox are at 19th.
So there you go.
That's it.
It's probably that.
That's it.
Okay.
Which is really in all like what one series with how many games are left?
And they do have one more 3-game series against each other. And the Red Sox own the Yankees.
They do.
Yeah.
And you know what it comes down? I was looking this up. You know what? If they're tied with the Yankees or the Mariners. Well, they have the head-to-head tiebreaker with the Yankees. They already won the season series regardless of what happens when they match up again. But I believe after that, it's divisional record because they split with the Mariners 3-3. They're 8-2 against the Yankees. They split with Seattle, I believe, off the top of my head, 3-3. Mm. So go to divisional record. Red Sox have a very good record in the AL East. So if you're starting to look at, they're 4 games away from Toronto, so maybe they could still catch Toronto. But if you're starting to look at that number one wild card and hosting in the wild card round, they're looking pretty good for tiebreakers should it come down
right
to that.
Okay.
So Giolito, great again last night.
Friend of
night.
The show and one-time Hoss of the Week.
Maybe two.
He's not going to win, though, Jones.
You don't think so?
So on Monday, we had to introduce the world to, I think, Hoss of the Month, maybe Hoss of the Year.
Who's that now?
Zach Maxwell, reliever for the Reds, a.k.a. Big Sugar. His name
wow.
is Big Sugar.
I like that.
He is a flamethrower who made his debut this past weekend. He's listed at 6'6", 275.
Oh, yeah. What are those?
He is.
Goggles?
He's got like a goatee. He's got like a weird glasses. Can't see his eyes because the brim's down so low. Just his human form falling over his belt buckle. talk about filling out a uniform.
What's he, Big Sugar?
Big Sugar.
Nice.
He's got the sugars.
All right, so we think he's probably...
He's probably host of the Millennium, so we might not be able to give it to Giolito, but Giolito, a strong nominee, 8 scoreless last night.
Yeah, honorable mention.
Honorable mention, but look at this guy, Jones. He goes 100 miles an hour.
Oh, I like the action shot, Keith.
Oh, yeah, Terp knows what he's doing back there.
Yeah, strut that runway.
Big Sugar comes out there. He's the only guy that uses the bullpen cart. They got to bring him in. They don't trust him to run in from the outfield.
Yeah, he's not walking 18.
No.
He's not walking 18.
Is that
he's
a joke or is that for real?
I'll let you decide. Yeah. I'll let you decide.
You looked that up on
when
Gemini.
When I looked at him, I was like, that adds up.
No, it would be great.
He's a big boy.
Yeah, he got a doctor's note. He gets the bullpen cart still from the 1970s. They bring him in.
All right, so you don't have to wait for Friday.
Big Sugar is our guy.
Okay, we have Haas of the Week.
Big
That's good
Sugar
to know.
Big Sugar is definitely our guy. But Giolito was sick last night.
Let me give you a stat for Lucas Giolito, courtesy of Joe Weil.
All right.
He tweets out, the best ERAs among qualified AL starters since June 10th.
That's 2.5 months.
Number one, Trevor Rogers. We watched him. We were kind of mocking him. Oh, yeah, it's not Big Sugar.
It's not Big Sugar. Big Sugar's nice, though. Look how small the ball is in his hands. It's like he's throwing a Tic Tac.
It's like a little meatball. Like a mini Swedish meatball.
Don't tease him. Never make it to the plate.
So Trevor Rogers, clearly.
Oh, he's ridiculous.
Number one with a bullet. Number two, since June 10th, AL starters in qualified ERA, Lucas Giolito, 231.
Awesome.
Skubal is at 240, number three.
He's been good.
Crochet, 241, number four.
Also been good.
Number five, Brian Baio, 250. So since June 10th.
They have three of the five best pitchers in the American League.
Admittedly, an arbitrary deadline, but since June 10th, they have three of the five best pitchers in the American League by ERA.
And one of the two that they don't have is the favorite to win the Cy Young.
Mm-hmm.
And is on the Tigers, who are leading the division out there. And then Trevor Rogers, who has been like the best pitcher in baseball since he's been healthy. So, yeah, that's pretty remarkable. It does... To me, it's two things. Like, it's gonna let Breslow off the hook potentially, but it shouldn't. Meaning, like, Breslow still should have added another starting pitcher.
Yeah,
but it doesn't mean that guy, whoever they added, was gonna pitch better than Baio and Giolito. Those guys have been killing it.
Right.
But it doesn't mean you can't add a guy better than Dustin May to be the fourth guy,
even if it's not Joe Ryan.
Yeah, even if it's not like a prototypical two. You should have gotten somebody better than Dustin May.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I'm just naming names because I know they moved. But like
Charlie Morton,
I was just gonna say, how's he been? I have no idea how Morton's
decent,
been.
Actually,
why am I blanking on the guy?
Merrill Kelly,
the Rangers got. Thank you, Merrill Kelly. Like names like this, and not a lot of pitchers moved. Not a lot of controllable starters moved, but the ones that did, right? Breslow was still incorrect to not add to his rotation, but three guys pitching like that, and Giolito feels like when he's locked in, last night, and he's been very locked in his last couple of starts. Against Baltimore. I think it's no runs in his last two appearances against the Orioles. But when he's locked in, it feels like he's real locked in. Baio's been on. Nick was highlighting this early in the year. Baio's been great since like the All-Star break last year.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's had a good run.
Crochet may win the Cy Young if it's not Skubal.
You know
it's probably Crochet.
Bradfo.
Did he mention that?
He did, but he said he couldn't say too much. He couldn't say who he was voting for. I was trying to get it out of him. He wouldn't say. He takes that very seriously.
He want to break news on this program?
It's a big responsibility. Okay. Oh, maybe he can reveal his bet or his
when
vote
the season's
on the
over,
show.
Yeah, that's a great idea. We should do that.
Save it for sweeps week.
Save it for, assuming we're still a program.
Yeah.
We've already cleared the one-year hurdle.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can make it to like a year and a month and change.
Bradford comes on, says his order, 5-4-3-2-1.
Nice.
That'd be awesome.
Top five Friday.
Maybe we move him to a top five Friday.
Oh, top five Friday. His Cy Young votes, which actually count, and then our fake Cy Young votes.
I like it.
Oh, I like that. That's good. Wow. We already have our bracket.
Pencil that in, Nick.
We already have our bracket and a top five Friday for like the middle of October.
3 months
Great.
From
okay,
now.
We nailed it. Good. This is good.
All right.
Do the Red Sox have enough pitching come October? We're not relitigating the deadline.
No, I agree with you on that.
But do they have enough?
I think they do. I think they do, and I know Dustin May is not somebody that you can rely on. I don't want him even pitching in October. Fitz just got hurt. If you were kind of counting on him at all, but I think you're still doing a lot better than most teams when you can throw Crochet, Bayo, Giolito, and then, oh, by the way, Whitlock and Chapman are as good of a 8-9 combo as we've seen. Like, they're filthy, those guys.
What is it? 13 appearances Chapman hasn't given up a hit?
Yeah.
And they had him
calendar month, and he's done that twice this year.
They had him warming up last night. They didn't need him, which, for once, they didn't need to go to him
he's
in the
absurd.
Game last night. He's ridiculous.
Out of all the guys that Breslow has swung and missed on, like Jordan Hicks and Dustin May, Matt's might give you something. Matt's isn't bad.
The one time he gave up runs, it was bad.
Yeah.
But other than that, and he's gotten out of some jams, like that play at third in the Yankees series. Yeah. Was, you know, he got himself out of a jam there. But, no, Matt's has been pretty good. So, all of a sudden.
But I have, like, at least five pitchers, right? Because Cora also, as we know, is going to move his pitchers around, do different things with them.
Yeah.
You have at least five pitchers that you feel great about. Then you have a few other guys that might be sort of just outside of that list. So, yeah, it's not perfect by any means, but I do think they have enough.
I also do.
Yeah.
Especially if you're going to have the offense that they've had. And it's been a while since I've looked this up, Keith.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just double check where they're at. Runs scored, they're second in the AL behind New York. Run differential, they're second in the AL behind New York. So if you're going to have that kind of offense, and I do think the offense is going to translate. I know they've struggled against some top-end pitchers, and we've highlighted that. They also knocked around Framber Valdez, so it's not every single pitcher they've faced. Maybe the offense comes down a little bit. I do think they have enough pitching, and I would agree with you. It's not just starting pitching. It's the bullpen as well. That doesn't mean they couldn't have added more. They should have added more. It'd be great to have even more pitching than they do, but I do think the answer is they have enough. Those guys, meaning Crochet, Bayo, and Giolito, have been locked in now for a while.
Yeah, they've been... Yeah, right. The sample size is long enough. Like, it's not just the June 10th. Like, June 10th is where it takes to the next level, and, like, they're literally all-stars / Cy Young candidates if you just put it back to June 10th, right? Like, they're top five in the league with Rodgers and Mascubel. Like, that's pretty insane, but...
Top five Friday Cy Young ballot. Crochet.
Yep.
Chapman. Bayo.
Oh.
Giolito. Dustin May.
Who are we missing?
Those two starts.
Give him a hat tip. Yeah, give him a hat tip for the Halloween costume.
Justin Wilson.
Whitlock.
Oh, no, Whitlock.
Whitlock.
It would be Whitlock.
Whitlock.
Oh, yeah, they're loaded.
Yeah,
that'd be fine. That might
Piglet?
That might be Bradfoe's ballot.
Honorable mention for Piglet?
Yeah, Piglet should get a little
Get the
sniff.
Piglet if he gets up here.
Nick, what was Bradford trying to call Peyton Tolley? He wanted to, like, change the nickname on us.
No, it's Piglet. Lou already did it. It's Piglet.
I feel like Piglet's locked in.
You see,
he was calling him something else yesterday, and I was like, wait a minute.
You're like, that's not what we're calling him.
That can't be right. Hold on.
I saw he said he could take down 9 hot dogs in one sitting. I saw that.
I respect it.
Yesterday. Yeah,
I bet he can.
Yeah,
but this
how many for Big Sugar?
But this also pisses me off. It's not.
Watch out, Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, this was like, well, yeah, these are different. Baseball Challenge and just scarfing down a bunch of hot dogs on the 4th of July are different things.
Yes.
And so when J.J. Watt was like, hey, has anybody done the Baseball Challenge? Like, what is this about? And then he's like, I'm almost done the fourth inning. And you're like, that's not how it works.
No, you got to pace yourself.
The real challenge is you got to balance. Every once in a while, you have a quick inning. Otherwise, you have a long inning, and you're like,
You got a bun sitting in there with some hot dog bits and a beer dumped on top of that.
Down.
And then that builds.
Yes.
And then you push it down, so by and then the you go fifth to the next
inning,
one. Yeah.
By the fifth inning, your brain finally wakes up and says, you're full. Stop eating. Whereas if you just you're at a buffet, you can eat like a cow, right?
Yeah.
You just keep eating.
Right.
But if, so that's cheating is what I would say.
Got it.
But the question for Tolley was how many could you eat in one sitting? So that's just, you know, fire them down as quick as you can.
Yeah, he said he could do 9.
He probably can.
Yeah,
he's
I
the
believe
piglet.
It. I believe it. So maybe honorable mention for him.
He should
in our,
be.
In our future Top 5 Friday AL Sunday.
When do you think we see him? At the big league club, not driving down to Worcester.
So doesn't it have to be this weekend?
That's true. You have to be called. Yeah, so good call.
Yep. All right.
Might see my guy Kyle Harrison soon as well.
I don't think so. Do we have a Kyle Harrison?
He barely pitched yesterday. He went 3 innings, but they limited him to like 40 pitches.
But I think
the part of the thought is maybe he comes up this weekend.
Correct. Part of the reason is they might be staggering him to get a spot start in there.
So I don't know if this is true. Did I see that Paul Skeens was scheduled to start on Friday, and now it looks like
I think he's Saturday.
Saturday,
right? And Crochet's tomorrow.
Tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
We have day baseball, folks.
Yeah, so we're not getting both of them.
Now, that stinks.
It does.
But at least Skeens versus Roman Anthony will be awesome, or Skeens versus, like, Bregman. Like, that'll be fun to watch. But, yeah, it's May Friday. I think they have an open spot Saturday. And then Hoss of the Week nominee Giolito back again on Sunday.
Okay. So do you think the Red Sox have enough pitching? You can discuss 617-779-7937. We'll get you some Would You Rathers on Would You Rather Wednesday coming up about 15 minutes from now. Real quick, I didn't realize this. We've talked a lot about the Bregman opt-out and Willie opt-out and should they get a contract done. I didn't realize, and maybe this is oversight. I guess it was oversight on my end. Trevor Story has one as well, Keith. Text line is already bullying you around. Hey,
don't
Keith,
bully me around. Hey, Keith, I thought bullies were done.
Hey, Keith, how's Story doing now?
Oh, my God. He's great, okay? So, is that what he wanted to hear?
So they're already
he's the
bullying
best
you
player
around
in the
a
majors.
Little bit. He has gone 20-20 this year,
Yeah,
Keith,
he's a 20-20 guy.
Which is nice. 21-23 right now. I believe he still hasn't been caught stealing a base. Mm-hmm. He had home run number 200 last night. A couple more hits in the game last night. And he has an opt-out in his contract this year.
He does?
I didn't realize that, but he does.
I remember talking about it because we were like, there's no way he opts out because he's so bad.
Yeah, I mean, right. So Tim Healy of the Boston Globe wrote about this the other day. It's the only reason it was on my radar. I had no idea. Is he a guy that is part of their long-term plans? Is that maybe that's a discussion for the offseason, but it's interesting to me. Is he a guy who's part of their long-term plans? Meyer is out with another season-ending injury. I think long-term he'd be the plan at shortstop. You have Rafaela who could kick to shortstop, but I think ideally
keep him in center.
You want him in center. So is he part of their long-term plan? Should he be part of their long-term plan?
So I've, as the texter points out, good memory by the texter, have never been a big fan of Trevor Story. Didn't love the signing. That was supposed to be this big splash signing. He was teammates with Bogarts for a year, then just like pushed him out the door. And then he's been hurt a lot. Like he's just been hurt a ton. And then when he wasn't hurt, it was just not a lot of results. It felt like he was either coming off an injury or he'd have like a hot week and you get your hopes up and then he'd kind of fall apart. This year, he's been good, right? He had the slow start, but he's a 20-20 guy. Stole another bag last night. And with the different lineups they've put out there, he's actually a bat they've been able to put in the middle. He's also a right-handed stick, which is refreshing. They don't have a ton of those on the team. Yeah, I was looking at his contract. It's oddly set up where, because it was originally a six-year, $140 million deal. This is the fourth year of that, which is also kind of crazy, right? Like, he's been over 4 years. He's barely played.
I mean, you're right. He played a little bit. Well, he's mostly healthy year one and then hasn't hardly played the last 2 years.
So yeah. I guess he can opt out, but then he's got $25 million next year, $25 million the year after that. And then there's also a club option for 2028. So could he make more money and all this stuff? I think...
I mean, doesn't he have to opt out? He has to capitalize on a year like this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's having a pretty good year. Yeah, he probably does. Although, I don't know, he was coming off of 30 home run seasons, back-to-back 30 home run seasons, wasn't he, in Colorado?
Colorado, yeah.
No, I'm sorry. He wasn't coming off of back-to-back. He did have back-to-back 30 home run seasons. Then he had two more seasons there in Colorado. He was a free agent, and 6 for 140 was the best he could do then. He missed most of, like, three straight years, it felt like. And so now he's had a healthy season. I don't know. Maybe a team will convince themselves that a soon-to-be 33-year-old shortstop is the answer for them. If Marcelo Meyer didn't have an injury history, I wouldn't give a rat's ass. I'd be like, all right, he's gone. Meyer's your shortstop. Move on.
Right. If Story out, I mean, if he doesn't opt out, then he's on the team.
And that's fine. But he can be on the team.
But if he decided to opt out, you go, well, great. We'll move to Marcelo Meyer. But can you really do that now?
I don't. No, yeah, you might you need stories certainly more than I thought that you would, because if Meyer starts at short and gets hurt, now you're back to like David Hamilton's, and you can't have that.
Let me give you another one. Greg was talking about this morning. What about Chapman?
Yeah, Chapman's another good one. We had a caller yesterday be like, they asked Bradford, like, are they going to extend this guy? He's a free agent.
So I'd be real hesitant to want to pay either one of those. So Giolito, I'm more open to paying.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's got a club option for next year off the top of my head, but. Chapman and Story. Story can opt out. Chapman's a free agent. I'd be real hesitant to pay either one of those guys. Chapman's been unbelievable, and Story's had a really good year. I'd be hesitant to throw a lot of money at either one of those guys.
I'd rather, even though he's older, I'd rather have Chapman, because I also don't think you're going to have to go crazy. Is it a two-year deal for Chapman? Can you get Chapman for a two-year deal? Then I would do that, kind of lock him up. And then you know that, all right, if and when that breaks down, because all closers eventually break down, and he's already had an unbelievable career, you got Whitlock waiting in the wings, just like you have Meyer waiting in the wings. The problem is both of those guys, unfortunately, get hurt all the time.
Yeah.
So, like, if you have, you're like, Whitlock's our closer, Meyer's our shortstop, and then it's like, all right, now they're out.
It is weird. They're both very healthy and both very good in contract years. It's weird how that works out. or at least a potential contract year.
Yeah, you're right. Giolito does. Story. I think it's a $14 million team option.
Breslau.
I mean, they'll take that.
That's why I'm Bres Pro.
Yeah, I get it.
617-779-7937. Bigger picture issue for the Red Sox. Doesn't really apply to a postseason run this year. But what do you do with Trevor Story and Aroldis Chapman? And do the Red Sox have enough pitching? Part of our discussion here on Jones and Keith. We will get to some Would You Rathers on a Would You Rather Wednesday right after Trending with Bridget Prue.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEI and WEI.com. The Red Sox have now taken the first two games of their series against the Orioles after a 5-0 win last night. Lucas Giolito went 9 shutout innings, striking out 8. The Sox got home runs from Trevor Story and David Hamilton. Game 3 of their 4-game series is tonight. Brian Baio will get the start for the Sox opposite the O's Dietrich Enns. First pitch will be 6:35 again tonight. And once again, Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded. And Christian Arkan has the MassMutual pregame show starting at 5:35. Well, the Patriots got down to their initial 53-man roster yesterday. Undrafted wide receiver Efton Chisholm made the team. Some notable cuts, though, were lineman Cole Strange and rookie Braden Swinson. Kyle Duggar remains with the team. And I wanted to treat you guys to some hockey stuff, too. So Frank Saravalli and Bleacher Report have said that, according to their sources, the Fenway Sports Group is close to a deal to sell the Pittsburgh Penguins to the Hoffman family with a price tag of $1.75 billion. And the Bruins announced their national TV schedule will include 17 nationally televised games. I'm Bridget Prue, and that's what's trending now.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. It's time for
Would You Rather Wednesday.
Would you rather Juan Soto or Would you rather have a pet monkey or a mini pig? Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
On Jones and Keefe.
Would You Rather Wednesday, Jones and Keefe. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. No Billy this week, which means we have Bridget giving us some Would You Rathers. What do we have today, Bridget?
All right, we'll start off with the first one here. Would you rather Steph Diggs or Jacoby Myers?
Okay, so right. Jacoby Myers is either available for trade or not, depending on who you believe.
Yes.
Schefter poured water all over that. I'm sure you guys talked about this the last couple of days.
Yeah.
So who would I rather have? I'd rather have Steph Diggs.
So Steph Diggs is 3 years older. Myers, right now in his career, might be a little bit more of a reliable guy. Like, he was a surprising 1,000-yard receiver last year.
Yep.
Diggs, we're kind of hoping he gets somewhere close to that. I think the upshot still with Diggs is greater than Myers.
That's why I'd answer it that way.
Yeah, Myers more
if it hits with Diggs, there's some ceiling where if it hits with Myers, I mean, he might have had his best year ever last year.
I was going to say, even at his age, I think the best possible version of Diggs is still better than the best possible version of Myers. Now, maybe at the end of this year, you'll feel differently. And I don't know if either one of them are real like long-term solutions either. But I think I'd rather have Diggs. I think he's still... because he's proven he's healthy. I think he's going to get more attention from defenses than Myers would generate.
Agreed.
I do think McDaniels would be happy to have Myers, and I would love them both on the team. But if it's an either or, I'll still take Diggs.
Do you think if Myers gets moved, do you think the Patriots are top of that list?
Because he should be.
He wants a, no. They definitely should.
Oh yeah. Are they?
But he wants a new contract.
I kind of do.
Okay.
I kind of do, and part of it is, you know, look at Robert Kraft's coaching staff. You know, those are guys. Did he really go far outside the box?
No.
It's one guy who's worked for him like four times, and one guy who was a player here.
And this is a good point.
And McDaniels likes him.
We know McDaniels likes Myers. He was here for him. He was in Vegas with him. And we know McDaniels has the ears of the Crafts. He's gotten like 10 different jobs here. So that's a good point. If McDaniels went to bat for Myers and is like, hey, Robert, I know it's going to cost you some money. He wants a new contract, but you talk about how you want the Patriots back, and last year was so difficult, and blah, blah, blah. This guy can help us. Yet McDaniels, if he went right to Kraft, might be able to get his ear.
Although it'd be funny at this point, then if you do bring in Myers, you're like, all right, you got to move on from one of these receivers. They're like, no, we don't. We'll just keep 10. We love these guys so much. We're not even going to play them, but we just have to have them all on the team. They'd have to part with somebody.
Yeah, I just think Diggs, as I said, I think he has some ceiling.
It is. The answer is Diggs, but Myers is like...
Diggs in Houston last year was on pace to put up the numbers, if he didn't get hurt,
that Myers
put up last year, and that was a career year for Myers. Now, is Diggs not the same player post-injury? There's some risk there, but I would rather him out of the two. Ideally, you have Jacoby Myers here, as you said, Keith. He's in either the Pop Douglas role or the Booty role, and he's playing, you know, one of those top three spots.
Yeah, and one of those guys honestly could emerge. Like if Pop Douglas or Kayshon Booty had a better year than Myers this year, would it shock you?
No.
Yeah, right.
That wouldn't shock me. I mean, I would wager on it, but that wouldn't shock me. No.
Yeah, because I mean, I would think Brock Bowers is going to have a monster year again.
Curran said
Curran likes Booty.
Kayshon Booty can be between Booty Roll and Curran likes Booty. I think we have a couple of drops there.
Who amongst us does not?
I knew the second I said Booty Roll, I saw those two start gossiping back
there. We were laughing back here.
I saw the two of you. I saw the two of them just yucking it up back there.
Yeah.
And then Curran likes Booty. I feel like
Curran
we've added a few new drops. Sure. But no, he said he could be a number two for a good team.
Yeah.
Which maybe not.
What
this
about
team.
This team?
Maybe.
Could this be the good team?
It could be. Perhaps. All right. So we both answered Diggs. What else do we have, Bridget?
All right. Next one we got. Would you rather Josh Dobbs or Tommy DeVito?
Tommy Cutlets is available
saw that.
In all formats.
Got to claim him today.
Yeah, he was the fourth string quarterback going into Giants camp and was playing a lot in that preseason game. If you watched up that Thursday preseason game, you
played
saw
well.
A lot of DeVito.
Three yeah. T-Dizzles.
Kyle Duggar said, not so fast, my friend, though.
True.
He picked him. Kern likes booty. It's true. So I think I'll take Dobbs. This is one
move on to the next question, Nick. Grow up.
Yeah, Nick, how dare you?
Seriously.
It's because he couldn't like get it to play the first time when he tried to get it in, and he still went for it.
Go on.
What right. segment is just.
Add to the drops.
Put that in.
Kern likes booty. No, now clip what Bridget said.
I'm going to
All right.
You can play it in like two or three questions. That'd be great, Nick. What were you going to say about DeVito?
So I was going to say, I don't think DeVito's very good. Obviously, he burned hot. It was almost like Lynn's sanity there with the Giants for a little bit, and it became a whole thing.
That's a really good parallel for what it is.
It kind of was. Yeah. I think if you said they're going to start camp with either guy, it's more of a fair fight, and it's more of a coin flip. But Dobbs has been here the whole time. I'd rather just have Dobbs.
My answer is Dobbs.
Yeah.
And neither you nor I even like Dobbs.
No.
I would look at DeVito as, like, the third quarterback, though. If they feel like they want a third QB, I would look at that. No, I think the Woolly Mammoth is probably going the way of the actual Woolly Mammoth. I think he's now extinct.
Who claims him?
Don't tell Dice.
I know, poor Dice.
Dice loves him. Yeah, he wanted. Yeah,
like if they wanted to, I would probably wouldn't even put in a claim. But if you could get DeVito on your practice squad or bring him in as your third quarterback, fine.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I'm not replacing Dobbs with him. As fun of a story as it would be, and we get the whole between all the Anthonys and all the DeVitos, that'd be fun.
His uncle DeVito. His friend Anthony.
So that would be fun. But yeah, I would rather Josh Dobbs.
Same.
What else, Bridget?
Would you rather long weekends with Friday off or Monday off?
All right, we got that scenario coming up. We have a Monday off this Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So either way, you're getting a long weekend. You're getting a three-day weekend, as they say.
Yeah, how would you rather?
I'd rather have Monday off.
You'd rather divvy it up that way.
Because you already got that Friday feeling, right, Jones? Mm-hmm. We all have that Friday feeling.
Yeah,
so you're out of work on Friday night.
We're already mailing it in on a Friday.
You're having a nice time on a Friday.
We're already not trying by Friday.
Then you have the three-day weekend, especially if it's a three-day weekend around football season where Sunday happens to be a day that you want to go crazy with the football and all that, and then you still have a day off. Plus, that next week, going Tuesday through Friday is pretty sweet. I'd rather a Tuesday through Friday week than a Monday through Thursday week.
Me too.
So it's sort of like a double whammy. I'm taking the Monday off.
Let me ask you, does that apply to all schedules or just specifically our very easy 10-2 schedule where it's like,
rubbing everybody's faces?
I'm out at 2 on Friday anyway.
Yeah, that's true. But we've also been the other way where we're out at like midnight on Thursday. You know, we've done night shows.
I think in that sense, if we were still working nights, I think I'd rather have the Friday off. You know what I'm saying?
I do. Oh, I know exactly what you're saying.
Now I really get a weekend.
No, I like the Monday because I like also then the short week to follow. I like that. Like you're ahead of the game. Like, oh, it's already Tuesday?
Yeah, but now you have your short week already. You've already had your short week.
Yeah, but then you have a case of the Mondays.
I'm eating
this way I'm avoiding the Garfield case of the Mondays.
I'm eating my dessert before your dinner. You're saving your dessert.
I always do.
Yeah, you got the 4 days to look forward to.
Yeah, this is a big picture thing. You're too short-minded.
Well, I'm saying if I'm working at night, I want that Friday night free.
Let's say you're working during the day.
I have the Friday night free.
Yeah. Let's say you're a 9-to-5-er, nickel and dimer.
Let's say you're a 10-to-2-er. Yeah. Let's say it's that.
There are no 10-to-2-ers. Nobody works 10-to-2. It's an outrageous shift.
We do.
Yeah, I know we do.
Well, barely.
Do you know anybody else that does?
Not tomorrow. Okay. No, I'm saying, but for us specifically,
yeah,
I would rather have that Monday off, yes.
All right. Plus yes. Monday, so we agree.
No, we
so
do
after
agree.
All that circle.
No, I just said if you were working a different schedule, perhaps you'd want to answer it differently. No, we definitely agree.
Got it.
This current schedule, and then it's Bill on Bill's
Twitch chat is torn. Oh, some are saying Monday, some are saying Friday.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
I actually would rather have Friday off.
Is that right?
Yeah, I would rather have my Friday Saturday free.
Huh? You need a whole Friday free?
Why not?
What the hell?
Why not? I mean, you already are used to Monday being the bad day. So
it is. Now I'm avoiding the bad day. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah. It's so easy to drive in on Friday. You don't have to worry about anything.
Yes, you want Monday off too, right?
Oh, I take Monday off every time.
Yeah. That's the way to do it.
And then does Bill his debut is Monday, right?
Yeah, Monday Night Football, 8:00. I think ESPN. Tar Heels, Horned Frogs.
Okay,
get in there.
React to that on Tuesday.
All right.
So this is the setup I would rather have. What's our final would you rather?
All right. Final one. Would you rather eat donuts or muffins?
Donuts. Donuts are one of my three favorite foods. Really? I love donuts. Muffins are like real hit or miss.
Do you actually order yourself a donut, or do you just like yoink them?
Do I order myself a donut?
You just like yoink them from the kids.
How else am I going to get them? Oh, of course I get donuts.
I just like yoink them. If we get a bunch of munchkins, I'll like eat that from Lucas.
Oh, now that the pumpkin munchkins are back? Forget about it.
Yeah, it's true.
I love donuts.
Yeah, college football this weekend and pumpkin donuts. It's going to be a weekend.
I actually, today, I normally tell myself I can't get pumpkin flavored things until September.
Uh-huh.
A little chill in the air this morning.
No.
I got a pumpkin cold brew. Yeah. How do you like that? Delicious. And this was good, too. So I'm in the drive-thru, and I had already ordered ahead.
Sick brag, bro.
Nice. And so I'm on my way to drop Georgie off at daycare.
You order ahead and still rip through the drive-thru? You don't walk in to get your
Well, thing? I have Georgie in the car. So then I got to get her out of the car seat. We got to go in. Then she sees all the donuts. And then it's all
15 seconds. What's the issue?
Have you taken a kid in and out of a car seat?
No. I'm saying you don't have to. I wouldn't.
Oh, you wouldn't. No, that's what I'm saying. And so this is one that I wasn't even in line, but I ordered
it's
it.
It's probably illegal to leave the kid in the car by themselves.
You cannot leave the kid in the car. Yeah. So I ordered it like at the red light, and then I zip in. So Georgie's sitting behind me in the car seat, and I put the window down. I'm at the call thing, and they're like, what do you need? And I was like, oh, I have a mobile order for Rich. And as soon as I say that, I hear in the back seat, and a donut for Georgie! I was like, there's a donut for Georgie right now. So we usually try to save the donuts for the weekend.
Donuts are your top three favorite foods.
It's one of my favorite foods.
So number one food is the whole ocean, right? As far as I understand. You'll eat anything out of the sea. So that's number one.
Your lobster, your scallops, your calamari.
Sure.
Any chicken that's buffaloed.
And then donuts?
And then donuts. Yeah.
Okay, so I think donuts safe.
You like muffins.
I do.
I can tell. I can see it in your face.
I do, because if you get a good muffin, yeah. I think it's
go on.
There's a higher ceiling.
Higher ceiling on the muffin?
Yeah.
No, you haven't had a
good
one.
No.
Yes.
This is going to be you just trying to be a contrarian.
First of all, it's a bad
food take.
I think you get more bang for your buck on a muffin. There's more surface area on a giant muffin.
There's a lot of different muffins.
Pure taste. Come on. Donuts are better.
Donuts. So
you can get a chocolate muffin. Like if it's just like a sweet thing, you can get a chocolate muffin.
There's all different flavors. I get it. Of both. But you get like a nice, whether it's a chocolate glazed donut, a pumpkin donut, a coconut donut, a butternut donut.
What would you get for a muffin?
So now I will get like a pumpkin muffin. Because I really don't like blueberry muffins.
What a stupid question. What a dumb question.
No, I would probably skip it. Chocolate chip, maybe?
I like it. You know what I like?
I do know what you like. You probably like a peach muffin.
Nice cranberry orange.
I like a nice cranberry
orange muffin. Yeah,
that doesn't sound that bad.
It sounds awful.
Just like a little hint of orange in there, but like a big chunk of cranberry. Let's
throw it in the trash.
That sounds
good. That sounds like something like foreigners eat.
What's that supposed to mean? It doesn't sound like anything I've ever heard anyone eat.
Save it for your podcast, Bridget. Bridget just reported me to ICE. Yeah. But it's like a Nana order is what it is.
It kind of is.
Yeah, but no. Nick, you treat yourself to a cranberry orange?
Yeah.
A little bit of orange, I'll try it. Big hunks of cranberry?
I usually go chocolate chip like Keith, but I'll go with the cranberry orange.
Real nice. Okay, so that's a Would You Rather Wednesday here on Jones and Keith, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. You know, some traditional Would You Rather, Steph Diggs or Jacoby Myers, Josh Dobbs or Tommy DeVito, or the very controversial Monday or Friday off, donuts or muffins, you can discuss there. Meanwhile, let's get to not just the engagement heard around the world. And I heard, Keith, maybe you even perhaps broke this news yesterday, right?
I think I did to a lot of people.
That was
the voice they heard.
This was
to announce this huge thing.
Breaking news here on Jones and Keith with the Swift and Kelce engagement. How do we feel about the coverage over the last 24 hours?
Wow.
It has been extensive.
Yes, it has.
Let's get to that next.
Kern likes booty.
Damn it, everybody knows that I'm a bottom feeder.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Maybe not such a cruel summer, Keefe.
Oh, I guess not. Well, not for some.
One Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Yeah, maybe it is cruel for people who are sick of the coverage already.
Yeah. There's been a lot of coverage.
There has been an extensive amount of coverage for, and I guess you guys again broke the news yesterday.
Broke the news to many people out there.
I feel like we're going to share not only an anniversary, Keith,
yes,
with the note, very famously from Jersey Shore. That came out 15 years ago yesterday.
That's true.
From episode one of season two in Miami, but also with the Swift Kelce engagement, at least the announcement, because
right,
it turns
they
out
had that under wraps.
They've been engaged, it seems, for some time. So any thoughts on the coverage over the last 24 hours since you broke the news here yesterday?
It's wild, and I don't want to tell anybody how to live their lives. I don't, right? Do you? I do find it pretty fascinating, though, how people can get so caught up in news like this for someone they don't know. Like, I just find it odd, and I'm not even telling you to do it differently. Like, one of the big things on the hashtag dork podcast and how I live my life, if you like something, you like it. Like, you shouldn't have guilty pleasures.
Yeah, let them.
Just scream. Yeah.
Freak flag fly.
No, yeah. I truly believe
that.
So I'm not even mad at these people. I find it kind of odd.
Baffling.
Like, I am. I'm baffled by it.
Yeah.
And you see it everywhere. There's not like one or two people. There's like thousands of people that are obsessed, like moved to tears that someone they've never met is getting engaged.
It's way more than thousands.
No. Okay, like millions. Like,
How many people do you know that just posted on their Instagram story yesterday about the engagement pictures?
I thought you were going to say something
different. I think it might have been 60 in a row that I clicked on yesterday.
Keith said,
but it's also like I saw it because of like Adam Schefter was reporting it. They're not reporting it. Well, yeah, I guess he kind of was. Like, he was basically screenshotted their thing. I'm like, So you couldn't ignore it if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody was talking about it. And she's very, very famous. I get it. I just am always surprised how moved people are by people they don't even know. Like, they've never met this person. You may never meet them.
Right. You brought this up, and we were talking about it with Greg in between shows. Because some of the coverage is just wild. There's the correspondent that was at the White House for CBS, I think,
yeah,
who was
right.
like, come back to me.
Yeah.
Come back. I got
yeah.
news. Come yeah. back. Come back. Come back. I got big news.
I have Adam Schefter's push notifications on.
So, like, that's wild. But it's like,
it's funny to me.
But you said this while we were talking to Greg. It's I'm not even that excited for any of my friends that get engaged these
and
days.
And I'm like, where is it going to be?
Yeah,
like, I got to go to that?
Right.
Like, it's a whole thing. And maybe I'm not the right target audience for this. But it's just it's perplexing to me.
Huh.
Because I like sports. I like movies. Like, I don't know these actors, but I like watching them. And I'm excited about it. And then there are some, right, like, to go one step even further, like when celebrities die, for example. Like, you don't know these people, but you're like, oh, they sort of felt like they were in your life, and you're, like, a little upset about it. But you're not, like, breaking down crying. Like, you've never met them. They're not, like, a friend or a family member.
That's not true. When Steve Irwin died, I cried.
That's Steve odd. Irwin?
Yeah.
How old were you for that?
Pretty young.
According to Bridget, he'd be eating a cranberry orange muffin.
I was talking about, like, French people or, like, somewhere in Europe. Now I'm just throwing
sure
shade
you
at
were.
French
sure
people.
You
but, yeah.
By the way.
But it is funny, like.
Let me tell you. The text line, big pop for cranberry orange muffins, Keith.
People liked it.
Oh, I think the text line, who I always agree with.
Yes.
I think.
Always have your back.
Typically have very, very good insights.
Yeah.
Text line really, really enjoys a cranberry orange muffin.
Yeah.
So in your face, yeah.
But it is funny because it's like, all right, this is a major news that really, it doesn't impact your life, I wouldn't think, in any way. Now, it does for so many people, but it's like, all right, two strangers are getting married. 50% chance it ends in divorce.
Yeah.
Just based on,
well,
or 51%
not,
maybe?
Not this one. This one's
no.
This one's not going to end in divorce.
Okay. But I'm just saying, maybe not. No. I love
this
love.
This is true love.
Because you know me, we've done enough shows when Taylor Swift has been on the big screen. I've never complained about that once. I'm not even one of those people that are like, get her off my TV, this is for football. I'm not that guy. I'd rather see her than some slob in section 20 just like eating a hot dog and spilling ketchup on himself.
No, well, what
show
if,
me Taylor Swift. That's
what if
fine.
What if he's a hoss, though?
Well, Hoss of the Week. I did mix in a couple hosses.
Yeah, okay, a couple hosses.
But I love love. I'm going to go on record and say I love love. I don't even mind Taylor Swift. I'm not like listening to her songs or anything, but I don't even mind them. I think, honestly, Swift and Kelce are perfect for each other because they're both super corny. So I think they're like a great match. They're both super famous. But the people just losing their mind over it is interesting more than anything else.
I'm not a numerology guy.
But
oh,
you're not?
Her lucky number is 13, Keith.
I'm actually scared of 13.
His, not her.
Oh, boy. She embraces it like Dan Marino.
His number, 87.
Okay. Add it up.
100? I don't know what that means in numerology, but apparently that's very relevant.
All I learned yesterday was Travis Kelce's Instagram handle is Killa Trav. And I was like, did you come up with that in eighth grade? Just keep it? I'm not allowed to change it anymore.
I have started to see people will just like bring up old tweets from him, and he's
amazing.
He is just,
I think he
really just tweeting out loud whatever's in his head.
I think he had a happy Easter tweet where he was thanking Jesus for like
taking one for the
being
team.
A real one or something.
I saw that.
Like, I saw and that. Then everybody's like, this guy's marrying Taylor Swift.
Yep.
Like, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
That's fine. But good for those two lovebirds. But yeah, it's like, it's literally, it's breaking news. They have like these quote-unquote Taylor Swift correspondents, like, jumping on shows?
But hang on, but it is big news. Like, I mean, it just in terms of, like, you know, for pop culture, it's big news, and, like, it's something that are going to get people talking and gossiping, which I get.
Well, she's, like, the most famous person in the world.
But people are texting. I didn't realize this. Coco, Courtney said she had to sit down when she saw the news.
Oh, really?
I guess. I mean, that's the text line.
Hopefully, okay.
Always right, never wrong, especially
Nick
when it comes
crying.
To their...
Who yesterday. Was? Nick was crying when Terp read it yesterday on the show.
Nick couldn't believe it.
Yeah, so we're really, I get people being like reacting to it and talking about it. I have no problem with it. We're talking about it right now. But the actual reactions that some are having is kind of wild.
Is it surprising to you? Like,
is this what people were like with J-Lo and Ben and like other big like celebrity relationships?
Well, I didn't hear an audible pop from upstairs when they saw it.
I forgot you said
closed
this.
Doors and upstairs.
So you heard a reaction.
Yeah.
From the music stations, yes.
I was going to say, is Mix right above us? If
they're
not right above us, they're...
Oh, no, they are one, I think.
They're close to right above us. So that was like...
But I guess like...
That was the Mix reaction to the engagement?
Huh. At any given point, in time, someone has to be the most famous person.
Yeah.
You think she's the most famous person in the world?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, probably.
Specifically in America, right? It's probably like Ronaldo or like Messi.
Well, you asked the world.
I don't know. I think
in the world?
Yeah.
All right, so I guess like if that person
America
like,
gets married, and all the whole muffin eating world out there, I say yes.
No, but do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, I get why people like either her music or anybody's music, right? Like, there's certain fans. People have fans of like athletes. They're fans of like actors. They're fans of any celebrity, right? Like, that's part of what makes them a celebrity, I guess. But then to just be like so moved by something in their personal life that really doesn't affect your personal life, I just find it all a bit perplexing.
Hmm. People,
you get it?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah, I get it.
Like, I'm not saying it's not news. I'm not saying I get why ESPN and NBC and CBS put her on the screen during a game. They understand that there's like a draw there, but I don't know.
Wasn't there like prop bets on the last Super Bowl and at both Super Bowls?
Definitely.
If they're going to get engaged on the field after?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you could. Yeah. How much
like
they were going to show her on the screen.
From Boise State.
Oh.
When he did it after the Fiesta Bowl.
What a romantic guy.
Chris Myers botched that whole thing.
That's a guy that I bet didn't forget his anniversary.
I think they had some rocky times, though.
Oh, did they?
I don't know if they're still together.
Oh, boy. Well, they're
I hope that they are.
They're in the 51%. Not Kelce and Swift.
Yeah.
They're going to make these two lovebirds are going to make it, Keith.
I hope they're still together.
You think it has any impact on him, neutral or a positive or negative impact on him on the field this year? Kelce.
I already thought he was dipping down, and you try to talk me into like, oh, they're still playoff Kelce, but
yeah,
I wouldn't.
That didn't turn out to be a thing.
Yeah,
last year,
I think he's going to have his worst year. And not because I don't think it's directly related, but I'm like, I think it's just more like his age. I think the Chiefs are going to take a step back. So, yeah, I don't think it's going to be a great year. I don't think we're going to be talking about the Chiefs in the Super Bowl again.
Okay. You guys can discuss 617-779-7937. We'll get to your feedback here coming up. What are you snickering at?
Our guy Dice, this is probably the biggest engagement since Joe Exotic got engaged in prison. That was a big one.
That
was also COVID, though, Dice. That's a COVID scale.
For Keith, Lana Del Rey's engagement, I know he had a reaction.
Dude, that was insane. I was just more like, she's married. Lana Del Rey, who is like an angel sent from heaven.
Who's she engaged to?
Some crocodile wrangler. Some guy that like lives
Yeah, that must be part of Bridget's.
Don't worry, Bridget. He's American. Yeah. It's like he's just like some like old dude. And you're like, what?
Some old dude?
Some old dude was like wearing camo. He's got a goatee. Like half his teeth. I'm like, what is this? How is this happening?
When did that news happen?
That's like within a year, I think, right, Nick?
I think they're married now.
I think they are married now.
Nice.
She's got a new album coming out.
I take that back. Not that nice. It's not nice.
You haven't seen the photos. It's like I think she has a new album coming out, but I'm bummed out because it's, I think it's country. I can't stand country, but I like her.
Oh, boy.
So I'm in a real predicament here.
Now you're kicking a hornet's nest.
I don't know what to do. I'll give it a spin.
First you're anti the Swift covers. Now you're anti-country music.
No. Yes. Let it be shown, and people are going to spin it the wrong way. I'm not anti it. I'm more confused. I'm baffled by the whole thing. I'm not anti it. If you like what you like, you like.
That's perplexing coverage. But it's a big story. It's more the reaction to it. Yes?
Joe and Lowell's comment line.
Joe and Lowell, hello?
Go ahead, Joe.
Keith, I love you, but I call you a fraud.
Okay.
You're telling me a teardrop did not hit your eye when the Hulkster died?
Honestly, no. I was more of an Ultimate Warrior guy anyway.
Now, in fairness,
we did do a nice homage to the Hulkster.
And it's been a blast. I think the show has been a lot of fun.
So here's the counter to that
one.
I knew that guy. I worked with that guy.
Hulkster.
I was so dehydrated
that
day.
Big ring in the sky.
It was 95 degrees. I sweated out all the tears. I couldn't cry. I was like, if I had any water in my body at all, I could maybe cry.
Plus, you have Binox. Binox, sunglasses, and that? No chance.
You're like Lucille.
That's true.
You're not going to waste any tears.
No.
Yeah.
No.
True. Okay. 617-779-7937. Let's get back to the Patriots and their roster. They're keeping how many wide receivers, and what does it mean for Steph Diggs? We'll get to that next.
And we've become friends, which, again, I would not have imagined that being the case. So,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.